glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 85, verse 9. Surely your salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. That was Psalm 85, verse 9.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. Oh, listening friend, you're in for a special treat as a returning friend into the studio joins me today, Mrs. Ann Hogan, married to the beloved Chris. They're parents of 12 children, 10 daughters and 2 boys. Ann, I've known 3-4 years, a number of years, passionate prayer warrior, loves to lead worship, loves to interact in the community, is a resource for many ministries because she has a heart for the Lord, for God's word, evangelistic in nature. She wants people to know about Jesus, whether they're senior saints, she just wants to encourage them, or somebody that's maybe never stepped into that faith journey yet. So as you listen today to some of Ann's testimony and some of the events that she's helping orchestrate and put together, I pray that you would attend or come out, or for those of you senior saints, we cherish, we appreciate, we need your prayers. So there's some great activities that are going on. For instance, on Sunday nights, beginning June 14th, there's a Sunday summer worship night. But it's going to be more than worship. There's going to be Bibles given away, activities for the children. There will be some reading challenges, some giveaways. There's prayer that will be taking place on certain nights, all-night prayers. We hosted one of those gatherings here at the WLUJ studios last year. Anne and her team facilitated that. Your daughter helped lead some of that worship. We prayed basically from Friday night into Saturday morning. So it was like 8 hours of prayer, and we had themes, and oh, there's so much to talk about today. But let's begin with this verse. As you were driving over here, you text me and you said, you know, God puts many different verses on my heart, but today or this moment, Psalm 85 verse 9 is a special one. Why, Ann?
Well, let me just read it again. Surely your salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. I believe Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is near. And so this is like an Old Testament psalm that's like a cross-reference to that, that his salvation is near to those who fear him. And when we are willing to recognize the truth that we are sinners, we need a Savior, and we repent, we humble ourselves before him, then the kingdom of heaven is near. It's right there. He's right there to meet us with salvation personally. And as we meet as a community, his salvation for our community and transformation is also near to those who fear him, that glory, literally glory, may dwell in our land. And his glory has to do with his goodness. And as Pastor Jesse, another friend of yours, Mark, met with the Ministerial Alliance this past Saturday, that she said, Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It's a place where God commands his blessing. And we're just receiving that as we gather for prayer, as we gather for worship, as we gather for testimonies going forth, and to encourage adults and children to read the Bible. Hallelujah, that glory, his goodness and glory, and his commanded blessing would dwell in our land.
I'm going to come back to two different things, and I have so much to say and share because I'm excited about the prayer gatherings. You're helping put together the worship nights. But back to Jessie. She serves on our radio board, a passionate follower of Jesus. I just love her dearly. And I asked her after Saturday's gathering, I serve with the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance as the public relations chair, and I just appreciate the group. I've been a member, I guess, about 4 years, and we were at Bishop Franklin's church, who also serves on my radio board. But Jessie agreed to be my speaker in July for the Champaign-Urbana and Vicinity pastors and ministry leaders. So she's going to talk about connection and what's love got to do with it. And so I'm excited about Jessie sharing, but appreciate her. She filled in. Bishop was running many different errands and came in at the very end, but she facilitated the meeting and led out. And yeah, she shared a great devotional. I said, hey, you got to share that with the Champaign group that I have the privilege of being a part of. Anyways, I want to come back to two words. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him. So salvation and fear, because this fear is not afraid or a Halloween kind of fear or a fright. It's a reverence. It's an awe. It's like we serve this awesome God who's to be feared because he's so great and awesome and mighty and sovereign. But not to be afraid of him. He can be approached, and he loves you, and he cares for you. And even Jesus referred to him as daddy, like a very intimate term that God can be trusted. He's caring. He's wonderful. But that word salvation, maybe for some listeners, and this being a Testimony Tuesday, maybe share a little of your own faith journey, how you came to salvation, because God provides it. It's all about God. It's not what we do, but we do need to receive and understand what salvation is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that has been an unfolding for me. I grew up in a family that did fear the Lord, but it was more a family faith that I had. For a while, I did hear the gospel when I was about 9.
And the gospel meaning what?
That the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that he was here on the earth, showed us how to live. He died on the cross for our sins, a price that we could not pay when we were created. We were in fellowship with God. Sin got in the way, and that fellowship was broken, but he has brought it back together through his broken body and his shed blood, and we can receive that forgiveness by faith, and he wants us to be holy as he is holy. It says it in the Old Testament and the New, and to live a sanctified and consecrated life set apart for him. And I really started to understand that. I did dedicate my life to the Lord, receive salvation and forgiveness when I was about 9. But about 9 years later, when I was at a campus ministry at SIU in Carbondale, then I heard this salvation message again, rededicated my life as a young adult. And then a couple weeks later, heard about being transformed by the washing of the water of the Word and being in the Word daily. And I did dedicate myself to the Lordship of Christ and seeking him every day when I was 18. And I have never looked back from that and just have, because of being in the Word and that commitment, continued to grow in him and even by the power of the Holy Spirit inside.
Yeah, that gospel, I think the word gospel is good news, or it's very close. It's something like that. But that's the good news, listening friend, that God loves you. He cares for you. He demonstrated his love. I love that verse in Romans, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So it's not because we measured up or we attend church or we did all the right things or we've done more good things than bad things. It's not because of what we've been able to do or achieve or how good we are. It's because of God's goodness and his desire that all of us come to know him. But he made a way through the death, burial, and resurrection resurrection of Jesus. Jesus proved God's love by dying on the cross for my sin, for your sin. We've all fallen short. None of us measure up. None of us get into heaven because of our good works or the deeds that we've done or the deeds others have done on our behalf. It's because God loves you, and you need to receive that, and you'll want to receive that because the benefit is yours, and then you get to live on this earth anticipating heaven, but you get to live in that love and then demonstrating that love to others through acts of worship, through prayer times, through kind deeds, through different ways that you exhibit that fruit of the Spirit, that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And so that's what we're doing, not because we have to. It's because we want to return that love that God extended to us. Well, Anne, you've done that in so many different ways and have modeled Christ to not only your 12 children and your husband, Chris, and so many of us in the community, but through your passion for worship and prayer. So talk about some of these wonderful events that are coming up, because it's not just for people in and around Springfield area. You can drive in. I've driven in from the Champaign-Urbana area and done the all-night worship or attended the Saturday prayer gathering that Kevin Slott puts on. In fact, it's coming up. It's always on the second Saturday from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial House. And I've talked about this a few weeks ago. It's basically a house in a garage, and they've remodeled the garage in such a way it's a worship center, it's a prayer center, it's a community resource with books and activities take place, Bible studies and prayer. Bishop Franklin's intention is that there'd be somebody every single day, 365 days a year, praying at some point. And so there's churches that pray there, individuals that pray there, community groups. And I think you, Anne, were a part of the very first time that the inaugural, like, let's begin using this for prayer. So talk about prayer and worship and what's happening on Sunday nights. Absolutely. At a park. I can see it out our window here, Duncan Park, I guess a block away from the WLUJ studios. It would be directly east of us here, Duncan Park Band Shell. So talk That's about right. that first.
It is at the corner of MacArthur and Madison in Springfield. And I also just want to give the address for the Ministerial Alliance Prayer Room, because you mentioned Kevin coming up this next Saturday from 12:30 to 1:30. But it's 919 South Wheeler, Springfield, Illinois. And yes, I was part of the first prayer gathering there, and we continue to meet on Thursdays at noon, from about noon to 1:30. And we pray for our pastors, pray for the churches, pray for our leaders, pray for the schools, and pray for evangelistic outreach. And so these things that are coming forth have been birthed in prayer there by our team.
And let me put a little qualifier. Sometimes when I share with some of my Jewish friends or non-believers or people that don't quite understand prayer, maybe you're somebody that's saying, when they say, I'm going to pray for you, what do they mean? Well, let me tell you what I don't mean. I'm not saying I'm any better than you. I'm not saying I'm closer to God and you need my prayers. I'm not saying that I'm so special, God's going to hear me and you need prayer, so he'll respond to that. No, I'm just saying that we can approach, and Anne, I believe, is also saying, we approach a loving God who cares, and he responds to our prayers, and we have that privilege, that opportunity to intercede on your behalf. So I'm not saying I'm any better, or I'm special, or I'm chosen. I'm just saying that I want to go to God and pray to him because I love God and I know he loves you. And so I just want to bring you before him. So if somebody says they're praying for you, generally that's their intention. They just care for you.
That's right.
And they love God and they know God loves you. So they just want to pray for you. So don't read into it too much more than just they have a relationship with God and they want you to have that relationship too.
That's right. One of my favorite verses, Proverbs 11:11, is, by the blessing or the prayer, the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. And the Lord looks for those to stand in the gap. he says in the Old Testament. I don't have that reference now, but I look for a person to stand in the gap that I might not destroy the land. So he wants us, like he went to Abraham with Sodom and Gomorrah, to stand in the gap and to bless. And that's what we want to do, and he wants us to do. So first, I'll just mention that Pastor Franklin, who started the prayer room, asked me to do a night watch monthly. And so we're doing the third weekend of the month, Friday to Saturday, and it's June 19th through 20th. July 17th through 18th, and August 21st through 22nd. It starts at 9 p.m. at that 919 South Wheeler Ministerial Alliance prayer room, and we went till 2 o'clock, so about 5 hours of prayer, and when we finish, we'll finish, but you can join us from 9, stay an hour, or stay till we finish, and that is a blessed time. Please join us.
Is there a phone number to call for more information?
Sure.
And this is at the Springfield Alliance House prayer room. It's a converted garage that's very nice inside, great air conditioning, great lighting, great seating arrangements. There's bookshelves all around you. It's very cozy. And so this is where people would be very intentional in prayer, but there's a pattern. There's some topics. And
that's right.
So you kind of help facilitate and walk them through. Because people would say, I can't even imagine praying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. But we've done it where we went like 8 or 9 hours all night long. But this begins at 9, and people are seated, and you talk through some topics. So
that's
take
right.
us briefly through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, briefly. So we usually have a worship leader that leads us in some worship, as well as playing some chord progressions. So we have some live melody going through while we're praying, and that incense of prayer and song and melody going through. So it's very dynamic. And we're praying for the things that I mentioned, but just being able to extend it, and the different mountains of influence for our churches, for our families, for our schools, for government leaders, for businesses in our area, and even for health and medicine and evangelism.
And so listening, friend, if that's stirring your heart and you're getting kind of encouraged, because maybe you work the afternoon shift or something, and 9 till whatever, like Ann said, you can come for 1 hour, but it could go as late as 2 a.m. But you could bring a friend with you, so that way you have somebody to come along with. But that's coming up. There's actually 3 different dates, June 19th, July 17th, and August 21st. Now, it begins at 9 p.m. on a Friday night, so technically it goes into Saturday morning, early morning, but you can call the station and we'll have all that information for you. 217-528-2300. That's our WLUJ studio number. And so let's talk about this Sunday summer worship night. It's just like a block down from us. You have 8 different gatherings covering like the summer months. So
that's
talk
right.
about this.
Yes. So this is a time for the body of Christ in Springfield and Central Illinois, as you said, drive in. I have been a part of a variety of different teams, from the House of Prayer to Jesus Revival Now, people coming into town and worshiping at this location at Duncan Park. There's a band shell there, so rain or shine, the musicians will be under shelter. If it looks like rain, bring your umbrella, but it shouldn't be too cold. There's summer months. And they have park benches, but we encourage you also bring your lawn chairs if you'd like. So I have a few scriptures here. God is spirit, John 4:24, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Psalm 66:1-2, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. And the next verse kind of shares how we can do that. Psalm 20:5, we will rejoice in your salvation. And then in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. So we will sing. We will praise him. We will have some flags there. Lift up your banners in the name of our God. Red one for the blood of Jesus. He is our Savior. And purple that he is the King of Glory. And we'll lift up that flag. We'll have flags available for you to use.
I know one time at an event you were hosting, you gave a flag to Holly and she was waving and I have video. It was so much fun. And
that's right.
If your church or tradition has never maybe had flags waving, it really helps set the tone and create some ambiance, if you will. It's really a time of worship, of praising the Lord. And this is going to be out in an open park. It's Duncan Park Band Shell, just like a half a block up the road, WLUJ Studios. It's going to be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday night, June 14th, June 28th, July 12th, July 26th, August 9th, August 23rd, September 20th, and then Friday, October 2nd is a special gathering.
That's right.
And if you couldn't write those down, you're like, hey, I can make some of those. You can call the station and we'll give you this information. But it's a family-friendly event. In fact, they're going to be giving away free Bibles for the children. There'll be fun activities. It's a park setting, so kids can kind of run around. But bring your lawn chair or that golf chair that you have that when you golf and you need to sit down, or bring a blanket to sit on, and you can bring some snacks. It's a fun gathering in a park. It's Duncan Park Band Shell right here in Springfield. The first gathering is June 14th. And then June 28th, I think a group coming down from Chicago, Jesus Revival Team. So, it's going to be a great gathering. I hope you can join us for that. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast because you couldn't write down all those dates or you want to pass this on to a friend or share it with somebody you know, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab. And you can certainly call the station here because these activities are happening in Springfield, Illinois, the headquarters of WLUJ, Lifting Up Jesus. And call us anytime, 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. And in our closing minute, what else would you want our listener to know besides God loves them and cares for them?
Praise the Lord. Well, one last thing I want to just say is we will have free Bibles for people who don't have Bibles, and there will be a Bible reading challenge. So Jesus is the living word of God. He is the bread of life. And we are just going to promote, as my sister has recently said, a Bible revival. And we're even going to have a special helping children on a Zoom on Mondays for 7 weeks during the summer. Learn to read through a special free online curriculum. So it's just exciting. If the foundations be removed, it says in Psalm 11, verse 3, what can the righteous do? And we're getting outside of the four walls, helping people to feel welcome, the body of Christ, and also those who do not yet know Christ in a saving way or a consecrated way. Maybe they need to come back to the Lord. We're going to have prayers for consecration, just like I talked about from my own life, and encouraging people to be in the Word of God. And that is how there can be transformation, because His Word is the precious cornerstone, the sure foundation. And we're just excited to be knit together in love and be promoting the kingdom of God and provide a place to come together and let God touch His people directly and through the love of brothers and sisters, saints in the Lord.
Amen and amen. Something for everyone, whether you're far from God or love Him and can't wait to talk with Him right after this program. I trust that you'll respond to today's program. And if you need more information, just call the station and then we can get you the dates or when the prayer gatherings are or the special worship nights during the summer beginning June 14th. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Ann Hogan with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.